Let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Welcome back, everybody. Coast to Coast, This Week in America. When author Max Foster and his wife moved to Eastern Washington State to start life over, they were confronted with a proverbial neighbor from hell. And a legitimate grievance. If his neighbor's done half what's alleged, he sounds like a nightmare. When the story turns to President Trump, the pivotal chapter entitled, Why is your president so much like my neighbor? Well, you'll get some answers. Max has a simple philosophy. Always try to see the positive side of things. And he says if there are enough of you out there that find the story entertaining, he might just make enough money to sue his neighbor. Max realizes that's not very nice, but says he's learned from experience if someone tries to destroy their life, you should not lower yourself to their level and try to destroy theirs. And Max Foster, author of President Trump and My Neighbor, two different people who are very much the same, joins us on This Week in America. Max, welcome to the program. A pleasure to have you with us.
Hi, thank you for inviting me.
I'm looking forward to our conversation today. First of all, the title of the book, President Trump and My Neighbor, two different people who are very much the same. What was the inspiration for writing this story?
In 1998, my wife had to stop working at her job as a dental hygienist because of a debilitating illness caused by the kind of work she had been doing for years. Our income had been reduced by 50%, so we had to downsize and find a more affordable place to live. We found a small home on 5 acres of land in Washington State. So in 2009, we were finally able to purchase a new manufactured home to replace a smaller one. The home and property had lots of potential. The positive thing that about the house was living in an area where the property is located at the end of a private road, and each homeowner had at least 5 acres of land. The bad news was that the new neighbor that we had turned out to be a neighbor from hell. the most disrespectful person I've ever known. This neighbor from hell would come up with about a dozen different ways to torture and harass us over the next 15 years. I will not get into describing each method of harassment. All I will say is that his intent was to run us off our property. Most of what he was doing was a violation of the county ordinances and codes, but for some reason, the Spokane County Sheriff's Department would not help us with the problems we were having. I did everything the Sheriff's Department instructed me to do, which included keeping a log of the complaints that I was calling in, and I also installed exterior cameras all around the house to capture audio and video of each incident. When I called to request help with this neighbor from hell, the Sheriff's Department would either not respond to my call at all, or they would spend time making excuses for why they could not do anything for us. The neighbor from hell did tell us that the sheriff's deputies were laughing at me for complaining about the noise he was making with his very loud dirt bikes, ATVs, and hot rods. The county noise disturbance ordinance clearly prohibits target practice, loud noises made by off-road vehicles or other loud noises, the exception being, of course, lawn maintenance equipment. When we thought things could not get any worse, along comes Donald J. Trump, the most unqualified, full of himself candidate for the 2016 presidency. I will never understand how there could be so many people impressed by his lies and very unusual behavior. At the end of this first 2 years, his biggest achievement was dividing the country more than it ever had been in the past. To this day, I still don't understand how many people were willing to drink the purple Kool-Aid and jump aboard the MAGA cult train. I decided to start riding down my thoughts about the neighbor from hell and our new president from hell. So my head would not explode from all the stress and frustration.
Interesting background that sort of sets this up. And geez, for 15 years putting up with this. This is the first time you've written a book, Unique Circumstances, in writing this. But what advice would you give to someone writing on their first book? You've gone through all of this. You've learned some lessons probably the hard way in putting this together. What lessons would you share with other first-time authors?
My advice to a first-time author would be to, of course, do the research. Give lots of thought to what you have to say, and be receptive to someone offering help with constructive ideas such as proper use of the English language, or maybe a better way to say something. Be respectful as you are writing, because you might say something you think is funny, but it might not be funny to the person reading the book. I retired from the U.S. Postal Service in 2004, and I spend my time working around on my property, building fences and repairing them and putting in the garden every year. My wife and I have also got about 6 pets, so we keep busy with the pets. I do enjoy artwork and listening to the good music while working on the portrait or landscape. Being able to listen to constructive criticism makes me a better artist.
Good advice coming from a first-time author, Max Foster, our guest on the program. His book, President Trump and My Neighbor, 2 different people who are very much the same. What was the hardest part for you to write the book? Was there a section here where you had a hard time writing it?
Yes, it was difficult to write the book while trying to be respectful to a president I have no respect for. I know how important it is to respect the president, but in this case, this is the first time our country has ever allowed a very unqualified, disrespectful bully to become our president. I did not understand how a person like Donald Trump could qualify as a candidate for president, much less be elected for the job. I realize now that if you have a boatload of money, you can pretty much do whatever you want to do. Some examples of the unusual, dangerous behavior on the part of our new president would be the daily childish tweets, signing executive orders in a ceremonial setting with a Sharpie pen and holding it up so everybody in the room and around the country could see his massive signature. And also playing golf instead of reading daily tweets, giving a political speech to Boy Scouts of America instead of telling them about the things that they could do to help other people, throwing rolls of paper towels to flood victims in Puerto Rico, as if he was offering them a way to clean up the flood damage.
There are a number of those topics that you talk about. The book is President Trump and My Neighbor, 2 Different People Who Are Very Much the Same by Max Foster, our guest on the program. Just to ask you about the hardest parts to maybe write for the book. What part of the book was the most fun to write for you?
The thing I enjoyed most about writing this book was how good it felt telling everyone about the similarities between my redneck neighbor and my redneck president. I'd say that Saturday Night Live did a good job of showing everyone how ridiculous and crazy Donald Trump had and his clown friends were. He intentionally attacked a decorated Vietnam veteran, people of color, women, or anyone who did not agree with him. Part of my research was finding some cartoon illustrations to use in my book. When I got to the approval to use them, they were helpful with describing unpredictable behavior of the very unqualified, stable genius president. I asked myself, how could anyone take this guy seriously? The Oath Keepers, Proud Boys, and others loyal to the almighty leader would preach about their First and Second Amendment rights all the time. Their interpretation of the First Amendment was to be able to lie to people as they insulted them. And Second Amendment right meant to them that you could wear, you could strap on an assault weapon and intimidate other people at the voting drop boxes or at a peaceful protest. I expressed my First Amendment right by telling the truth, and I expressed my Second Amendment right by not wearing a weapon. I would get angry about most everything President Trump did over time, but I came to realize he was just a rude, rich, racist, narcissistic bully who could not manage a town the size of Hooterville.
Our guest on the program is Max Foster. He's the author of President Trump and My Neighbor, Two Different People Who Are Very Much the Same. The book's available at Amazon, WordhouseBP.com. That's WordhouseBookPublishing.com. The usual places and links on our website, thisweekinamerica.us. Max, what perspectives or beliefs have you changed with this work?
The most important message I was trying to send with this book is we should stop complaining about our corrupt and messed up thing, about how corrupt and messed up things are in D.C. and start paying more attention to how important it is to vote, and how you also should read the information about the candidate when you get your voters' pamphlets. We are given opportunity to vote for the best qualified candidate, not the richest or the best liar. I do not belong to any political party. I vote for the best qualified person, not the party they belong to. Stop lowering your standards. Apply this method to voting in, you know, local, state, and national elections. I realize money is more important than anything else to most of today's politicians. Just being rich as hell and able to file lawsuits against everyone that disagrees with you does not qualify you for the job of the president. Tax evasion for 20-plus years and lying about everything should disqualify you. Having a good education, military background, or successful political experience does help with being qualified.
You mentioned how this whole thing started with the neighbor and taking notes. What inspired the idea for the book? How did you come about the thought that I'm going to turn this into a book?
Okay, I got the idea for the book by using my sense of humor when describing the unpredictable, dangerous behavior of President Trump. I mean, really, how often does Donald Trump come along? How could you not take advantage of such an opportunity? I am to this day amazed at how many MAGA followers there still are out there, and how many of them still believe Donald Trump won the 2020 election. As far as I'm concerned, he will always hold the title of the most successful cult leader I have ever seen. There is a reason for my request to remain anonymous. If you say bad things about the leader, his followers will burn your house down.
Max Foster with us on the program talking about his book, President Trump and My Neighbor, Two Different People Who Are Very Much the Same. Book available Amazon, the usual places, WordhouseBP.com. All of this on our website, thisweekinamerica.us. How much research, Max, did you have to do in putting this book together?
Yeah. I still have 17 three-ring notebooks full of newspaper articles about the first 2 years of President Trump's attempts at being president. I think there should be a probationary period for new presidents. If they screw up too much, they should have to go and do something else. There are way too many files on my computer associated with writing this book. The book only covers the first 2 years of President Trump's attempts to destroy our democracy. All the craziness you read about in this book really did happen. Believe me, this book is creative nonfiction. The details and facts stated in the book are accurate.
How long did it take you to write this book?
It took me a full year. The first 6 months, it took me 6 months to write it, and then the second 6 months was to correct all my mistakes.
Well, then you went back and had to come up with a title. The title is President Trump and My Neighbor, Two Different People Who Are Very Much the Same. How did you come up with that title?
I'm still amazed at the number of similarities there are between my neighbor and the president. The only difference between them is one lived in a very large White House for 4 years, and the other still lives next door to me. They both live in their own little world, a world where it's okay to bully women and children, lie about everything, insult or threaten people that do not agree with them, and just spend most of their time tweeting or being a wart on the butt of humanity. I do believe they are both spoiled, rotten mama's boys. They even speak a different language. If they disagree with you about anything, they raise their voice, start yelling and swearing, F this and F that, and use nothing but lies and threats to intimidate you. The neighbor from hell tortured and harassed us for 18 years, and President Trump tortured us with his tweets and lies for 4 years, which felt like 18 years. Hence the book title, President Trump and My Neighbor.
I love the title, President Trump and My Neighbor, Two Different People Who Are Very Much the Same, the book by Max Foster. A couple minutes left in the program. If you were to spend a day, could find one author that you admire, that you like, maybe has influenced you, have lunch with him or her, what author would you pick?
I believe that would be Bob Woodward. I'm very impressed with Mr. Woodward. I wished I had the skills, or even part of the skills that he has. The knowledge, the intelligence, the gift that he has. He not only gets you interested in what he has to say, but he is able to hold your interest. He is very good at telling a story. I consider myself to be an artist, but I will never be a Bob Woodward.
And he has another book out with the actual, he's got an audio book with the tape, the interviews that he did over a period of time with the president. Our guest on the program has been Max Foster. He is the author of President Trump and My Neighbor, Two Different People Who Are Very Much the Same. Max, I have to ask, have you signed a copy of your book and taken it over to your neighbor by any chance?
Not yet. I think if I tried to do that, I might get shot.
Wear a bulletproof vest. And come to think of it, if he got a copy of it, he'd probably want some royalty money out of it. So it's probably just as well he doesn't know about that. Max, it's been a pleasure having you on the program. Thank you for spending some time. Are you working on another book now, or a second book coming out?
Not yet. I would like to, but not doing it yet.
Okay, well, good luck with this book out there. The book is a very entertaining read. President Trump, My Neighbor, Two Different People Who Are Very Much the Same Person. With us on the program is the author, Max Foster. You'll find the book at Amazon, the usual places, wordhousepp.com. Max, again, it's been a pleasure. Thank you for joining us on the program.
Yeah, thank you.
You're welcome. All this information, of course, and more on our website, thisweekinamerica.us. And we're back on today's program after these messages.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.